The wind blows strong as you pass over the rugged landscape of the moor. In the distance, you notice a building which you start to walk towards as the rain becomes heavier. Luckily, you realise that the building is an inn, so you enter and decide to stay the night. After eating by the glowing fireside, the landlord takes you to your room for the night. Room 5. You get yourself ready for bed when you notice something in the mirror. A shape like a person. You focus on the mirror and walk up closer when a woman appears, replacing your reflection. She stares deep into your eyes with a look of sadness. You see that she's holding what appears to be a baby, who starts to cry. You freeze to the spot where you stand, terrified, until she fades away and your reflection reappears. Welcome to Ghost Tales by the Fireside. I'm your host, Clem Dalloway, and this episode is about the famously haunted Jamaica Inn on Bodmin Moor in Cornwall and Dusbury Pool, that's surrounded by some amazing myths and legends that span hundreds of years. In the hamlet of Bolventer, on Bodmin Moor in Cornwall, stands the infamous Jamaica Inn. An inn has stood on the same spot since 1547, but the present building was erected in 1750, which saw extensions in 1778, adding a coach house, stables and a tack room. The inn once stood alone as a place to stay overnight for people who were travelling over the wild and dangerous Bodmin Moor. But later a church was added, along with a parsonage and a school, to please the residents of the area. Cornwall was known as a haven for smugglers and wreckers in the early 19th century, so its isolated location was the perfect hiding place. The wreckers would trick ships by using lights, which they installed on the coast, to lure the ships in so they'd hit the rocks before reaching the shore. The wreckers would then take all of the valuables from the now shipwrecks. It's well known that smugglers in the area used around 100 different secret routes to move their contraband around. It's believed that 50% of the brandy and a quarter of all the tea in the UK was smuggled into the UK through the coasts of Cornwall and Devon. It was long believed that the name of the inn came from the Jamaica rum that was smuggled into the country and was stored at the inn. But recent studies find that two members of the local Trelawney family, who were landowners in the area, were governors in Jamaica in the 18th century. When Daphne du Maurier was riding across Bodmin Moor with a friend, it became foggy and they got lost. Luckily, their horses carried on and took them to the Jamaica Inn, where they stayed for a few days to recover from their ordeal. While she was there, she was told ghost stories and tales of the smugglers. This is what influenced her to write her famous novel, Jamaica Inn. Stories of ghosts have been reported in the Jamaica Inn for many years. Many years ago, a man, unknown to locals, was in the bar enjoying his pint of ale when someone came into the inn and asked him to go outside. He never returned. His body was found the next morning on the moor. The murderer was never discovered. Many people since have seen a man sitting on the wall outside of the inn. The first sighting was in 1911, where someone recognised him as the murdered stranger. All over the inn, people have reported seeing dark shadows, hearing foreign voices. These are most likely to be speaking in Old Cornish. Footsteps walk along the corridors when no one is there. Cold spots are felt. Furniture gets moved with no one there. People have been touched and had their hair pulled. A couple staying at the inn went to bed one night and were woken up by a man who was stood by the bedroom door. They felt freezing cold, but stared at him, both wondering what he was doing in their room. When they noticed that he was wearing a tricorn hat, a cloak, and an old-fashioned overcoat, which was tight at the waist. He walked slowly past the end of the bed and walked into the large wardrobe, disappearing. As soon as he disappeared, they both felt the room go back to normal temperature. The next morning, they told the landlord, who replied by saying, "The old boy always goes through the wardrobe when he returns to that room." The ghost is said to be that of the notorious highwayman, Jack Trevellis, who is said to have been put to death nearby to the inn. In room 5, people who looked into the mirror have seen a woman holding a baby who stares back at you. People have also reported the sounds of a baby crying too. The woman is believed to be a lady called Mary, who in 1831 turned up at the inn, claiming that the baby belonged to the landlord, Thomas Dunn, who was a married man. She just wanted him to recognise that he was the father of her baby. A man who was visiting family in Launceston decided to stay at the Jamaica Inn while he walked across Bodmin Moor. He was given room 5 for the night, and after eating, he retired to his room. After washing and getting ready for bed, he noticed something in the mirror. As he approached the mirror, he saw the figure of what looked like a woman, when suddenly she appeared in place of himself, looking straight into his eyes. He noticed that she was holding a baby, and she had a stern but sad look upon her face. She appeared for around 30 seconds before fading away and once again revealing his own reflection. He decided to stay in the room but didn't sleep all night. The next morning, he went back to Launceston to visit his family and told them about what had happened. His father told him that years ago, when he stayed at the inn after crossing the moor, he stayed in the same room and experienced the exact same thing. In the corridor that leads to the gift shop, staff and customers have witnessed a young girl who just stands still with her face looking towards the floor. She is known to giggle and to pull the hair of children visiting. The corridor was once an outside walkway to the church, but it's unknown who the girl is. One night, two friends who were staying in rooms next to each other were both waken up at 2 o'clock in the morning by the sound of horses in the courtyard. They both got up and went downstairs to see what was going on. When they opened the door, they saw a group of men on horses riding out of the courtyard. They described them as wearing long, old-fashioned coats, and their faces were covered up. The next morning, when eating breakfast, they overheard someone talking, saying that the ghosts of the smugglers were back again last night. Located about a mile and a half to the south of the Jamaica Inn is Dusmary Pool. The pool is said to be haunted by the ghosts of men and horses who have drowned after being lost on Bodmin Moor. The name Dusmary first appeared in writing in 1170 and is believed to mean drop of sea, but it's more likely to mean pleasant drinking bowl, as in Middle English, it translates to toss merry. It is said to have been the last drinking place of the giant Gogmagog, before his death at the hands of Quirinius, the founder of Cornwall. According to the History of the Kings of Britain, written in 1136 by Geoffrey of Monmouth, Quirinius was descended from Trojan warriors. Throughout his travels across Europe, he joined Brutus, who was a descendant of a Trojan prince. Carinius was well known for killing thousands of giants in Gaul, armed only with an axe. After he beat the giants of Gaul, Carinius and Brutus crossed the sea to the island of Albion, which Brutus renamed after himself, Britain. Carinius settled in Cornwall, which was inhabited by giants. Brutus and his army had killed most of the giants, but they saved their leader, Gogmagog, so that he could wrestle with Carinius. The fight lasted hours, until Carinius had 3 ribs broken by the giant. In a fit of rage, Carinius picked up the giant and threw him from the edge of the cliff into the sea, hitting the craggy rocks on the way down, tearing him into pieces. Carinius became the first legendary leader of Cornwall and is said to have lived at St. Michael's Mount. The most famous legend associated with Dodsbury Pool is that of the Lady of the Lake, who took the sword Excalibur from King Arthur. After King Arthur's last battle, the Battle of Camlann, he ordered Sir Bedivere to throw the sword Excalibur into Dodsbury Pool. He took the sword away, but hid it, and then returned to Arthur. The king asked Bedivere what he had seen, and he replied saying, "Nothing, all I saw was ripples across the pool." Arthur knew straight away that he hadn't thrown the sword in, and demanded that he carried out his orders. Sir Bedivere took the sword and once again hid it. This time, when he returned back to Arthur, he told the same story as before. The king was enraged. He ordered him to throw the sword into the pool, otherwise he would do it himself and in the process kill Sir Bedivere with his bare hands, even though the king was mortally wounded. This time, Sir Bedivere took the sword to the pool and threw it in. Before Excalibur could touch the water, a hand reached up from beneath the water and caught the sword, and shook it 3 times, and then took it down into the depths of the pool. It had returned back to the Lady of the Lake. A much older legend that could be the origins of the Lady of the Lake is that of the old storm woman, who is said to live in the depths of Dodsbury Pool. It's said that she stirs up the water and creates a powerful wind that she casts out in anger over Bodmin Moor. In the 17th century, a magistrate known as Jan Tregeagle was known for being an evil man. Stories circulated that he'd murdered his wife and children and then married a succession of heiresses, killing them for land and money. He was said to have stole the inheritance of an orphan and sold his soul to the devil. He bribed the clergy to bury him in the churchyard of St. Brioch, but not long after his death, his soul was summoned to stand in court. A debtor who hadn't paid his loan back was taken to court by the moneylender, and the only person to witness the loan payout was the now dead Jan Tregeagle. The debtor denied taking out the loan and in court said, "If Tregeagle ever saw the money paid, may he appear and declare it." Straight away there was a flash of lightning and the ghost of Tregeagle appeared in the witness box. He said with an angry, evil tone, "You have found it easy to bring me here, but you will find it harder to put me away again." He then jumped at the debtor with intent to kill him. The debtor noticed a newborn baby and picked it up, as a newborn's innocence will keep the evil spirits away. A vicar was brought in, who then banished the evil ghost of Tregeagle to Dodsbury Pool, to empty the water out with a limpet shell with a hole in it, while under the watch of demons until Judgment Day. One night, during a terrible storm, he escaped the demons and made his way to the hermitage at Roche Rock, where he stayed for 2 days, screaming until the priest banished him to Padstow. Another priest then set him another impossible task of weaving ropes from sand at Gwenor Cove until the end of time. Thank you for listening to Ghost Tales by the Fireside. You can find more information about episodes on the website ghosttales.co.uk, and there's a Facebook page, Ghost Tales Podcast, and Instagram at Ghost Tales Podcast. Over the next month, as it's October and coming up to Halloween, I'll try and release a short episode each week.